The telephone rang as he was finally drifting off to sleep, ever so delicately, after what seemed like hours and hours of thrashing about in bed without success. He'd tried every trick in the book, from counting sheep to counting without sheep, from trying to recall the first book of the Iliad to dredging up the opening of Cicero's Catiline Orations. Nothing doing. There was no way. After quo usque tandem Catilina, dense fog. This was an insomnia without remedy, as it was not caused by any excessive chowdowns or onslaughts of nasty thoughts. He turned the light on and looked at the clock. Not yet 5 a.m. Clearly, they were calling him from the station. Something big must have happened. He got up lazily and went to answer. There was another phone jack right next to his bedside table, but he hadn't used it for quite a while, because he'd become convinced that having to walk that short distance from one room to the next when woken up in the middle of the night gave him a chance to clear away the cobwebs of sleep still stubbornly clinging to the insides of his brain.
Hello?
His voice came out sounding not only ragged, but as though stuck together with glue.
Ricardino here,
yelled a voice that, unlike his own, was shrill and festive. He became irritated. How the hell could anyone be shrill and festive at 5 o'clock in the morning? And there was another detail that could not be ignored. He didn't know any Ricardino. He opened his mouth to tell the guy to buzz off, but Ricardino didn't give him time.
What, did you forget that we had an appointment? We're all here already, outside the Bar Aurora, and you're the only one missing. It's a little cloudy at the moment, but it's supposed to be a beautiful day.
I'm sorry, I really am. Just give me 10-15 minutes. I'll be right over. And he hung up and went back to bed. Sure, it was a dastardly thing to do. He should have told the truth and said they'd dialed a wrong number. Now those guys would spend all morning waiting outside the Bar Aurora for nothing. On the other hand, to be fair, it simply wasn't acceptable for anyone to dial a wrong number at 5 o'clock in the morning and get away with it. He no longer felt the least bit sleepy. At least Ricardino had said that it was going to be a nice day. Montalbano felt reassured.